This is Chantel Grove, news director for Carroll Broadcasting, coming to you live from Earlham, Iowa. Legal counsel for the Enhance Iowa Board and the Community Attraction and Tourism Grant Committee went all the way to the Attorney General for his opinion on the Carroll Public Library and the pending lawsuit the City of Carroll, Carroll City Council, and City Manager Mike Pogeweaver are facing. On August 8th, at their last meeting, the board and the city was surprised with a turn of events on learning that Dr. Richard Collison had filed the suit requesting an injunction on the library project. At that meeting, members of the board and committee said their hands were tied and they could not grant the award. Today, they expressed their pleasure at being able to fund this project with a three-year grant award of $491,292. Board member Kyle Carter said he hopes this sends a message that filing a lawsuit won't stop their action on funding worthwhile endeavors. Emily Damon said she's impressed with the community and with the leadership who have gone through this with patience and grace. Pogeweaver said that in some cases the lawsuit would have stymied a project. In this case, it actually spurred more support with a new fundraising total of $2,158,467. The city has also received bids on the project and on the conversion of the former Commercial Savings Bank building on North Adams to house City Hall. The library was slightly over $20,000 above estimates, but substantial savings will be realized on the City Hall project, and those will be shifted over to the library budget. The Carroll City Council will meet at 5:15 tonight to discuss those bids, their move to their temporary locations this week, and the official ownership transfer of the bank building. The public is welcome to attend the meeting in the second floor chambers at City Hall. Carroll Broadcasting will bring you more on these meetings in upcoming broadcasts. I'm Chantel Grove reporting from Earlham.